Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, as always presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Jason is notoriously a squeaker when it comes to his thermostat at home.
Yeah.
As it is warmed
68.
Up,
68.
Did you put on the AC?
Oh, no.
We had the air conditioning on.
He just cracks the window. He'll crack the windows open sometimes.
Sometimes, but no, it's too warm for that. I mean, it's still too cool outside.
Yeah.
It was 68 degrees in my house.
My house heats up. I don't know what it is, but, you know, heat rises. Mm-hmm. So I sleep on the third floor of our house, and you got to put that AC on.
It's a little toasty.
Not mine.
No, I don't think we have to do that yet.
Can't do that.
Mine tends to be colder.
That's where my silly Mitsubishi ductless units come in handy. I just point the remote, boop. It's down about 70 degrees in my room. Cools it down in about 90 seconds.
No, I actually...
Beautiful.
I had to get... EB would never do this because I just sleep with shorts on, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No socks, no shirt. Mm-hmm. You can't sleep that way.
Yeah.
I slept over the covers, so that's maybe why I partly like the nightmare that my wife left. Like, it was so hot, and I was tossing and turning. I got over the covers.
Yeah,
right.
And we had AC on.
Mm. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. Eric Bickle would never do that.
No,
that would never ever happen.
No. I like to be blanketed.
Yes,
I'm not putting the AC on until June.
He's strict over there, man.
Yeah, yeah.
He's strict.
Runs a tight ship.
I mean, you do have a big house. There's a lot of square footage. I have a lot less.
Yeah. Well. I don't know. I don't think it's nearly that warm for most people. I think maybe around the Masters, start to think about that kind of thing. We'll see.
Mm-mm.
We'll see. But not yet. I mean, heck, it's supposed to get back into the 40s, isn't it? Didn't Jason say this weekend's supposed to get into the 40s?
Well, Friday, Saturday is supposed to be cooler, but then Sunday or Monday, 67.
Nice. Really?
I think sweet. Friday and Saturday, super windy. So
oh,
if you
really?
Like playing golf in like British Open conditions,
I don't.
Go play Friday or Saturday.
I don't.
Yeah,
I like
sometimes you'll have the wind at your back, Cakes.
That's like, true. It's a very good true. Point. You could all have right. that.
Is Coach with us?
He is. Coach Todd Reardon. He's driven by Sheehy Auto Stores and Sheehy.com. Good morning, Coach Reardon. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing okay.
Doing right. Coach, I did read a little that you guys have maybe adjusted some things with the coronavirus fears. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just the knowledge that we have of, you know, and whether that's coming from our trainer with Jason Service and his group that do a phenomenal job, or our doctors, just trying to stay on top of everything and, you know, things to avoid. It's not a whole lot different than what we do normally, just, you know, with us in contact with so many different people, you know, with autographs and, you know, travel and all that. But just the heightened awareness and making sure that we're doing the right thing. So it's hasn't gotten to a really huge changes yet. Just again, just realizing the details of and the importance of some of those things that that we had talked about in the past. Whenever there's a flu bug going through, obviously this one sounds a lot more serious.
Right.
So, Coach, big game in D.C. tonight. The Flyers are in town. They've won a season high 6 straight. Both the Caps and the Flyers have 17 regular season games left. The race for the Metro is officially on. Oh, and by the way, the Pens are right there as well, just 4 points back of the Caps. Talk about the challenge of facing the Flyers tonight.
Yeah, it's a busy week for us for sure, and luckily we got it started properly when we were out in Minnesota, I thought, with a solid game. But now three real big divisional rivals. All three of them are rivals, and really important division points starting tonight against the Flyers, who are playing as well as anybody. Have made a huge surge here and are just 3 points back. So it's should be a real good game tonight, competitive game. Certainly, we're not too pleased with how things went the last time they were in our building, and it's important for us to respond from that game that we played against them earlier in the year that did not go well.
And Philly's been really good during this streak. They've outscored their opponents 27-13. They've scored four more goals in all six games, and they've allowed two or fewer in four of the six. So they're lighting the lamp on one end, and they're really shutting you down on the other.
Yeah, for sure. It's they've played well as of late, and it's been a team effort from them. So they're getting scoring from some different spots, and up and down their lineup, both goalies have played well. It'll be, again, you don't put together win streaks like that without getting help from everybody and within your group. And, credit to them. So it'll be a tough game tonight, followed by the Rangers tomorrow and then heading to Pitt. So we've got a busy 3.5 days here, important hockey for our club for sure.
Talking to Coach Todd Reardon from the Washington Capitals, still atop the Metro, take on the Flyers tonight. Talk about how Ilya Kovalchuk has fit in, particularly to that third line for you.
Yeah, he's fit in, I think, well on that third line. They've been able to carry some chances for Ratio, definitely in a positive fashion. It's provided a little bit of a different element to the line than we had with Richard Panik on it. That being said, I've moved things around in games. I've taken a look at some different stuff. Different D pairings, but up front, I was able to, after some penalty kills, I was able to go with an all Russian line there with Ovechkin and Kuznetsov and Kovalchuk together, and they were able to find the back of the net together, and then they strung together a few good shifts. So it just opened so many different options for me with a player that obviously brings the elite offensive ability that Ilya has. And but I think more importantly, he's fitting in really well with our room. He's not a first year pro, that's for sure. So he's, understands the importance of fitting in with everybody and spending time, not just with the Russian players, but fitting in with our entire group. We've got a pretty tight group, so it's good. He's fitting in pretty seamlessly here for sure. And I think the combination of him and Brandon Dillon, it really strengthened our locker room. So, it's been good.
Coach, you mentioned that Ilya is not a first-year pro, but you knew him when he was a first-year pro with the Atlanta Thrashers all the way back in 2001. I believe you were 29 or 30 playing defenseman for the Thrashers. And basically you took him under your wing as he was a first-year guy from Russia. He was a teenager. So your relationship goes way back with Ilya Kovalchuk.
Yeah, for whatever reason, I think when I was in the spending my time in the National Hockey League, every day for me was obviously a gift. I kind of beaten the odds to be able to play in the NHL. And, I think I got that break to be there because of some of the things I did maybe off the ice. And that was, trying to help, younger guys, whatever nation they were from. If it was Mikko Koivu, who I was with in his first year when he came over and was with me in Houston, or Ilya Kovalchuk and Danny Heatley in Atlanta, or, I can go down the list of different guys. I always seem to take a liking to not only help those guys understand the North American game, but also ease the language barrier. And then, as always, the way to any of those young players' hearts is to have your wife cook them a nice meal. then you know you're in. They definitely take a liking to a home-cooked meal, and so we've done that in the past, my wife and I, and it's always kind of been something where I thought is important to help ease the transition for these young guys that are coming over to a brand new country. So Ilya and I, yep, that was a long, long time ago. So, happy to have him here with us and continuing to help him reach his goal, and that's to win a Stanley Cup. That's why he's here.
What was your wife's go-to meal that would wow the players?
You know, it was her go-to meal was, she would, the first time I had Ilya come over was for a Thanksgiving meal.
Okay.
And that was like our tradition. But what she would do, you know, in let's say Nico Koivu, you know, the captain of the Minnesota Wilds case, she would cook a meal from that was she would go to Barnes and Noble, she'd research what they would eat in Finland, and then she would make that meal.
Mm.
Yeah, so it would be like a home cooked meal. So, you know, I'm not, you know, there was a couple different types of vegetables that they would have that we, you know, so that they would feel comfortable. She would cook a salmon a certain way. Obviously, you know, that's a Scandinavian meal, but and just some different potatoes the way that they had them. So prepare them that way. That was always the first one was always that way. And it was kind of our way of like I said, I've always been on the give and take in terms of learning their language, give one word, take one word. And then if you want to make them feel real comfortable, give them a meal that they'd have at home. So it was a pretty good idea by her. She's done a great job in this whole process as well.
We're joined by Washington Capitals head coach Todd Reirden. They host the Flyers tonight at Capital One Arena. You mentioned Brendan Dillon a few minutes ago. Does he have a clause in his deal where he gets paid per fight? Because since he's been with the Caps, I was at the game where he tangled with Malkin in the Pens game. He was scrapping with Ryan Hartman from Minnesota a few nights ago when
nice.
Hartman slashed Kovalchuk near the net. He does not hesitate to drop the gloves at Brendan Dillon.
No, and you know, I think the Malkin scrum was, you know, around our net, and Malkin went to our net pretty hard, and you know, that's I think you know, playing hard against Malkin, he's one of the better players in the league for sure, is important, and that's an aspect that Dillon has added to our team. So that was great. I think I really personally, you know, also liked the Hartman fight because that's taking care of your teammate. There should have been two penalties on Hartman. And when he went to the net twice, he slashed Kovalchuk right across the hand and across the wrist. And then that's why Kovalchuk was so mad. Well, Dillon gets him out of the pile, Hartman, and then fights him. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of stuff that builds camaraderie in your room, the signals that you're sending to your teammate that you'll do anything to stand up for him. Those are the things that have been part of our culture here for the last, you know, quite some time, for sure the last 6 years that I've been here, and put on a pedestal is that's the way that you can best show your teammate that you're taking care of them within a heated game like that and the intensity level. So that was a great team move, and I think that's the type of stuff that makes those guys such a valuable asset and a great add to our team, not just on the ice, but what they do in the locker room.
Coach, it's time for the easy at Sheehy fan question of the week. The defense allowed 40 shots versus Holtz in Minnesota. He held up well, got his third straight win. But I'm guessing you and the coaching staff would like to see him face less shots, maybe in the neighborhood of 30 tonight against the Flyers. That's from Matt in Pasadena.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, occasionally the shot totals can be, you know, a little bit skewed at times. But the quality is the one that I'm working, and I think we've been doing a better job of here probably the last 15 to 17 games, and then, you know, what we know we have to be better at, you know, going through the rest of the year is those quality slot chances that and breakaways that we've, you know, we're giving up so often, you know, a month ago. So, you know, those are things we're trying to take away are those opportunities. We obviously are not perfect on that. We're still working to become perfect. But for me, that's the quality of the shots and sometimes more so than the number. But still love to see it down at 30 and see the quality go down is the answer to the question. And certainly we understand that. And I think that if you look at our even strength goals against the last, you know, few games, and certainly probably since we had that tough patch against both the Flyers, and then after that, you know, I think we've improved in that area, and we still need to continue to improve.
Coach Reirden, thanks as always for the time. Good luck against the Flyers tonight, and as you mentioned, the schedule's very busy. You got back-to-back. You're at the Rangers tomorrow and then at Pittsburgh on Saturday.
Home stretch.
So doesn't get any easier.
No, we need your support this week, guys, so help us out on the air, huh?
We got you. We got you, Coach.
Always.
Thank you.
It's Coach Todd Reirden.
Hey, buddy.
Driven by Sheehy Auto Stores. It's easy at Sheehy. 14 brands, 29 dealerships, one easy price. Get started at Sheehy.com. Remember, we'll give you a chance to win some Caps tickets coming up at 9:20 on a game show Wednesday on the Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies All 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Remember, give you a chance for some Caps tickets. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll play some Junkerty on a game show Wednesday. You can win some Caps tickets. Not many home games left before the playoffs.
Not that many. That's correct.
So nice to win some tickets right here on the Junkies. But we're efforting the exact audio, but there are more and more rumblings that Daniel Snyder remains uber involved in the draft selection process.
Meddler.
With some sources saying that he will not allow them to draft a quarterback.
Right.
Wow.
Well, because Dwayne was his guy.
Yeah.
Makes all the sense in the world. First of all, it's who Dan is.
But he
likes to be involved in the glamour picks.
Supposed to be different. Supposed to be coach. They picked Ron Rivera because it's going to be a coach-centric approach.
Yep. Well, so that was the whole deal. That was the
I'm
whole
sure
deal.
It is.
Rivera do whatever he wants to do.
He doesn't have to deal with Bruce. He just has to deal with Dan now.
Which might be even a bigger nightmare.
Yeah.
Now that the buffer zone has been removed.
Okay. Dan has already proven over his 20-year tenure, his reign of terror over this organization, that he's not going to change. And for us to keep thinking that he will is just, that's our bad.
I thought
Stupid.
It was troubling when I heard Chase Young say that he met with Mr. Snyder. And
yes.
I don't know how, maybe that's commonplace.
Probably.
Maybe Chase Young met with Robert Kraft too and yeah. other owners.
I'm sure
you don't
other
have to
owners.
Call him Mr. Snyder. I know that he yeah. wants everybody that
no,
works for
him. That's what Chase
him.
Young refers to
Oh, I know
as.
Because he could be employed by him at some point.
Yeah. He's Dan.
I'll never call him Mr. Snyder.
Yeah.
But one day you hear that, you know, the coaching staff's meeting with Tua and they're interested in him. And then the next day you hear Snyder won't allow him to take him.
Right.
Well, I'm sure that those are both true.
It's just a complete mess.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's both true. That the staff is intrigued. They have Tua rated very highly. They're very much intrigued by the possibility of potentially selecting him. But Dan's putting his foot down and saying, look, we're not going to do
it. That means nothing has changed.
Rivera and the coaching staff should have known that way before the combine. They should have known that when he was hired.
Yeah, but in the
I believe they did know that.
In the end, when moment of truth in the draft room, can't Ron Rivera just call and say, our pick is Tua Tagovailoa?
I would love
That's the worst pronunciation.
Try it again. The floor is yours.
Tua. I don't even want to
Tua
bother.
Tagovailoa.
Tua Tag.
Yeah, just call him Tua.
I've been calling him Tua Tag for
Tua
3 years.
But if Rivera has any hesitation to draft him, even if he thinks he's vastly superior to Haskins because he knows the owner's going to get upset. Then the Redskins are just spinning their wheels. It's just stupid.
It's frustrating.
It's dumb.
Yes, but to think otherwise is crazy. Like, I think that, Rivera's going to be a good, competent coach, and I'm sure he has a lot of sway over in that building. But at the end of the day, with the big, 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 massive decisions, of course Dan's going to be involved. He's always been involved. Never going to change.
Imagine pinning your hopes on a quarterback that you fell in love with because he went to the same high school as your son.
Well, let's hope that's not the reason why.
You think that's not a big part of it?
I don't know.
I think the fact that he threw
for 50 touchdowns at Ohio State, he liked that. It's not like, he's just picking it.
Kids from Bullis on
the regular.
The NFL is littered with the bones of guys who threw for 45 or 50 touchdowns in college and did nothing in the pros.
Here's my question.
Correct, but this was on big time.
Yeah, yeah. What if Dwayne was from Kansas City?
I don't know the answer to that. I would assume he still
likes him. There's no chance Dan Snyder is watching Buckeye games on Saturdays.
I would.
He's not.
I mean, okay. If you guys think he did it just because he went to his son's high school, I think it's more than that.
I think the local angle had something to do with it.
Maybe a small percentage. I don't think that was the tipping point.
I think the local angle with Chase Young has a lot to do with them taking him at two. If they do.
Chase is some consider the best player in the whole draft.
I understand, but I think the local angle with Dan Snyder doesn't know anything about college football. He doesn't know the players.
Yeah, but
if he's relying on his people, that's one thing. But it doesn't sound like he's relying on his people when it comes to Dwayne Haskins.
Well, look, it's the same pattern that he had with Robert. He was enamored with Robert. He kind of, by all accounts, Shanny is just trying to recreate history, but Shanny didn't really want to get involved in all that, and trading up and everything for Robert, the three number ones and everything. And then once they did, he stood by him for a long, long time. It took a long time for Dan to finally give up and kind of wave the white flag and let Kirk take over. Yeah. And this is what he's doing with Dwayne.
Well, we talked about this yesterday or Monday. I don't believe they're going to take Tua either. I think I would put money on they're going to take Chase Young. But I would love to know what Rivera and those guys really feel about Dwayne. Would love to know that.
I think they're okay.
They're probably up in the air on it. They don't know.
Yeah.
You know, because he's very much an unknown. Let's be honest. Dwayne Haskins showed improvement. He showed a lot of growth. I think he's still got an upside. I'm not giving up on him. But he's a huge question mark.
There's still a possibility that if Tua really looks good and 100% healthy in this pro day, maybe Rivera and his guys, Kyle Smith, can convince Dan Snyder.
I would love to go out for a beer with Ron Rivera and ask him.
Oh, I know.
Despite all the money, do you regret signing on to be head coach of the Washington Redskins?
No, it's too early for that.
He might regret it already. He might be thinking, you know what? This is not what I signed up for.
Also, we have to see how it plays out. What
I understand. They haven't played one game yet. But I'm guessing probably has some regrets.
I think it'd be hard for a coach to come in and ignore the owner's basic demand that they go in a certain direction. I think it'd be hard.
All right, so when he came in the interview in Ashburn and said, yeah, I'd love to work here, Dan. Dan said, all right, I'll hire you, but you have to play Dwayne Haskins for 4 years.
He probably didn't say it that way. He probably just said, hey, listen, how do you feel about Haskins? And he probably said, hey, look, he looks like a bright young prospect. I'm excited to work with him. And that was good enough.
All right, but what if you said, but I like Tua more?
Well, he might not even say that. Tua might not even have been on his radar.
Well, I mean, come on. They knew Tua was coming out. Look, I'm not surprised that Dan Snyder's meddling. We had heard that, you know, some other things that he was kind of backing off over the last couple of years, and I figured since Bruce is out of the picture, it'd be easier for a new coach and a new GM or, you know, Kyle Smith.
But nothing ever changes.
To make their own decisions, but maybe not.
Here's what Todd McShay said yesterday on ESPN.
JP from the Junk.
Oh.
Didn't say that.
What do you got, Valdez? You got it over there? All right, he's efforting with his computer. Here we go.
Who do you see down the list where you go, that guy, maybe a defensive tackle or someone like that, that guy could be a Hall of Famer that someone steals a little later on?
Derrick Brown, defensive tackle from Auburn. You can make the argument that he's a better player than Chase Young if you study every single game. Now, Young is a physical freak, and his production was great, and I think he's going to be a great player in the league, and I would take him at number two if I wasn't taking the quarterback. If I was running the Redskins, I would take Chase Young at number two. If Daniel Snyder told me I couldn't take a quarterback, that's the guy I would take.
Mm.
So it's kind of alluding
nice
to the
dig.
Rumors.
Yeah. Earlier he had done a bit, I think, with Stephen A., whatever the hell the name of that show is.
Did he say he had a source that said Dan?
Stephen A. said, I'm hearing that the Redskins are not going to draft Tua, that they're going to draft. And he said, yes, I'm hearing this. McShay said, yes, I'm hearing the same thing. The owner won't let him.
Okay. He did say that?
Yeah. That's what he, you know. Who knows where they're hearing that from?
It's troubling.
Everyone has a source.
Yeah. I mean, aren't there guys here? Doesn't Grant know Kyle Smith? Go just text Kyle, find out.
Who's the source we talked about last week who said, yeah, they're really looking at Tua?
Yeah.
I just feel like
it's troubling.
Yeah, I feel like Rivera's already been neutered before the first draft, that all this clout that he allegedly had has now gone out the window.
I'm in a wait-and-see mode right now.
Dude, nobody is more alpha male than Mike Shanahan, and he was neutered.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
I guess it's just what happens when you sign on the dotted line.
Mike Shanahan is Mr. Alpha Male, and he was completely, at the end of the day, neutered by Dan.
I would think at some point, some coach is going to sit down with Dan before he signs and say, I will come here. But you will have no impact on personnel decisions. Speaking of
those
Dan
guys,
Snyder,
don't get the job. Yeah, they don't get the $30 million.
Maybe they don't. But that, if I were a coach of Rivera's stature, I would have a clause in my contract that says, if you start meddling in personnel matters, and I would consider this meddling, I'm walking and I'm getting full payment. And if you don't want to pay me, that's fine. I'm going to go to the next team that will hire
me. Cakes did say something that, yeah, that you should put it in your contract. I don't know if you said that just now. You should put it in your contract when you sign with the Redskins that you sign your deal, but that you're free to walk if the owner ever intervenes in personnel decisions.
Correct.
I'm going to tell you that.
I don't know.
I'm sure that you're not going to get the job.
This is just my gut. My gut is that Snyder didn't tell Rivera, you cannot draft Tua. That's just my gut.
My gut is that he's strongly against it because he was the guy that insisted, by all accounts, that they draft Dwayne last year. He showed some growth. He doesn't want to give up on it yet. They have a quarterback he thinks they can win with. And Chase Young is, by all accounts, the dreaded generational talent, that term that everyone uses.
Yeah.
And why would you pass up on that?
Well, they might not.
Yeah.
But everyone has a source. It doesn't mean that someone actually said, or Dan actually said, don't draft a quarterback.
Correct.
What's that game that you play when you're elementary school? Telephone game.
Correct.
Right. Someone could have told someone who told someone who told someone who told McShay.
Right.
Yeah. He doesn't really like.
Well, you don't find it interesting though that Stephen A's got his sources, presumably whoever they are.
They're all blowhards.
And Todd, yeah, but they're probably not making it up. Somebody's telling them. I would agree.
Yeah.
Right.
And I believe the other guy who had the sources said they really like Tua. Why wouldn't you believe that?
I
want to draft Tua.
I believe that too.
Yeah.
I believe all of it. I believe they like Tua, and Dan is insisting that they don't pick him though. I believe all that. That's the scenario. I believe that scenario exists.
Dan's probably pro Dwayne. I get that, but
yeah.
I want to see what happens on draft night.
We'll know on draft night.
Yep.
The thing is, we won't know if Rivera really wanted him. That's the problem.
Do you think that Dwayne Haskins, the whole pissed off for greatness tweet?
Yeah.
Do you think he's called Dan and been like, "Hey, what's going on?"
Well, I hope not, because it's not really.
Would be the most unhealthy situation. That would feel very RG3-like.
He's essentially a rookie.
Right.
You just got to eat it. You got to just perform.
Of course. I agree with you.
You shouldn't have that kind of sway.
But that to me would feel like RG3. Like,
of course.
I'm going to the owner.
Yeah, of course.
Bypassing the head coach.
You really shouldn't have that kind of sway.
No.
You just have to be able to deal. You have to have. There's one thing I would say about Dwayne, and I think he has upside and he can win. We can win with Dwayne Haskins. I really believe that. Eventually. He's got thin skin. There's no doubt about it.
Seems like it.
You know, he probably would be better served not being so active on social media. But nobody, all the kids are, so I get it. But he appears to have fairly thin skin, which I don't think is a great look for him. But it's fine. Doesn't matter.
I don't necessarily believe this report. I find it hard to believe that the owner who just hired a head coach who said this is going to be a coach-centric approach would all of a sudden, in like a month or two, turn around and
say,
you can't draft this guy. I don't think he actually said that. But it is troubling, nevertheless, because usually where there's smoke, there's fire, and there's probably something going on there.
I mean, if Rivera and his staff really believe that Tua was the future and they could win a Super Bowl with Tua, he could convince Dan Snyder that.
Maybe.
But he shouldn't have to convince at all.
He should just be able to do his job. I get it.
He should hire him, do his job.
I know about football. You don't. And I'm going to be the guy that makes the pitch.
He should just say, look, be the owner. Do whatever you want to do. But just let me coach and draft and judge me by my record.
Right.
And if my record sucks in a couple years, you can fire me.
Yeah. I don't even know what I want as a fan. I know as a radio host, I want him to draft Tua.
Right.
I don't even know what I want as a fan.
Yeah, you want the drama.
Well, if Tua's going to be the
markedly
best,
better, but nobody knows. Tua's got question marks, too.
Yeah, you don't know.
A's got huge health concerns. I think he's been injured, significant injury three times at Alabama. And I think there's still a little bit of questions, about his size.
Well, I wouldn't say significant. I mean, the hip was significant. Ankle's not significant.
The hip is...
Everyone has ankle problems.
Okay, but he had ankle surgery. Anytime you go under the knife, I've read a doctor saying that the hip injury, no matter how, if he fully recovers 100%, is going to shorten his career. Arthritis is going to set in much earlier. There's just no question about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hip injury was serious.
Yeah.
A lot of guys who entered the draft with the injury history, and like Deshaun Watson had injury problems. And it's worked out so far for the Houston Texans.
True. That doesn't mean you can't be successful.
Right.
It's just a question. Abby, you look like you want to say something. No. Okay. You're staring at me?
He just has a vacant look on his face.
You're staring at me in my dreamy eyes?
I'm not staring at you. Oh, okay. I want to play the Tua pronouncing his last name for Cake so he can learn it.
I thought Cake said it correctly.
No.
Tua Tagovailoa.
I may not have said it correctly. I said it better than John Paul Flame did.
Go play it.
I pulled it here.
Play it.
Tua Tagovailoa. So the last name,
what is it?
You can say Tagovailoa.
Tongue instead of tag?
Tagovailoa.
Okay, whatever.
You're going to get used to it.
Nah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Who was
people
that?
Call him Tua.
Who was that audio? Was that Tua?
That was Tua.
Yeah. No, it was just like my audio of my guy.
Hey, why don't you juxtapose that?
No one in American media pronounces it that way.
Why don't you?
In his own culture, it's pronounced that way, but one in the media.
It's the same thing with Wustizen.
Right.
They asked Wustizen, how is your name pronounced?
Right. Everyone in the media pronounces it Wustizen.
Wustizen. And they asked him when he first burst onto the scene. Do you have the audio?
Wustizen.
Thank you.
Wustizen.
Nobody says it, though.
Wustizen.
And then Steve Sands yells at me when I tell him he's pronouncing it incorrectly.
Right. Everyone...
Wustizen.
It's Wustizen. So for me,
he gets the most run on this show for any show on the planet.
Yeah.
Forever, I will call him Tagovailoa.
That's what he wants. Tagovailoa.
There you go.
I'm calling him to a tag. Takes too long to say the last name.
All right, let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jucks.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
As you know, initially, I was on the whole pro tour bandwagon. You know, I kept seeing what I wanted to see versus what I was actually looking at. And what I'm actually looking at is an injury-prone quarterback who has a tremendous upside, but he gets injured. And that's something that we need to stay away from. After watching the combine this past weekend, there is an incredible amount of talent that's coming out this year. And I think the proper approach would be trying to amass as much draft capital as possible. Now, if we don't go in that direction, I understand. But honestly, I really think the steal of the draft is going to be that guy out of Clemson, Isaiah Simmons. I think he is the one that falls into that generational talent category. I mean, guys that are 6'4", running 4.39s, that can affect your defense at all three levels, don't just fall off trees, fellas. I think we should legitimately give some serious consideration to drafting that young man because I believe his upside is.
Well, I wouldn't draft him at two because you could get him a few spots later.
Yeah, you move down, pick him at 4 or 5.
Right. Yeah. Hey, if you could orchestrate a trade and get a couple guys, I'm all about it. I'm all about it.
Yeah. Thanks, folks.
All right. Thank you, Mo.
Thank you, Mo. Don't forget, coming up a bit later in the show, you'll have a chance to win tickets to go see your Washington Capitals at Capital One Arena. So keep listening. If you've ever considered replacement windows, then you need to listen to this. Thompson Creek Designs builds and installs replacement windows so you won't pay the middleman markup because those are hectic. You get high-quality windows at an affordable price direct from their local factory. Save even more during their biggest sale of the year with 25% off every single window plus 0% interest until October 2021. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK today for their biggest sale of the year.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Remember, the rewind feature on radio.com, it's very valuable. You can rewind up to 24 hours, download the app, select our station, go back in time. If you missed Coach Todd Reirden from the Washington Capitals, boom, you hit rewind, you go to it. If there's a podcast issue, which apparently there was it for the whole show or just maybe an hour of the show yesterday? Saw a lot of people upset. Boom, hit rewind on radio.com.
There it is.
And you can listen to Eric Thames, who was fantastic on the show, or Davey Martinez, the manager of the Nationals. So use that.
Some guy texted
feature.
Me today and said, "Hey, did you guys do a show yesterday?" Of course, Richard.
Occasionally, there are going to be some podcasting issues.
I know, yeah. There was, but of course we did. We were
people get
training.
Wrecked.
I mean, don't you listen?
It's all good. Tech
way,
issues, they get worked out.
During the break, I'm just flipping
doesn't
through the stations,
much,
and
please.
I found somebody who couldn't be more different than Cakes.
Okay.
Nick Wallenda might be the polar opposite of Cakes. Cakes wouldn't cross the street of a three-lane highway when there are no cars within hundreds of yards.
I was reluctant to.
Very reluctant.
Didn't want to.
Very reluctant.
Because I don't like jaywalking.
The only reason you did is you were basically browbeaten because Drab and I darted across.
Yeah, I should have been smart and walked up to the light and gotten there 5 minutes later. Big deal. I don't get to drive Shaq the same time that you guys do.
Now, Nick Wallenda is going across an active volcano. That's
God,
the
I hope it erupts.
It's on ABC tonight.
The best TV
now,
ever.
Eric says he's being tethered in.
I don't know that he is, actually. I'm reading about it.
I don't know that he is. It didn't look like he was tethered. But I just wanted to throw out the hypothetical.
Yes.
If you are tethered, theoretically, that's a guarantee that you're not going to die. Because even if you fall off the wire, you're going to be caught. And I would assume then they would bring, I don't know what the hell they do. Some helicopter comes to save you.
Yeah,
how
would I know?
Like if you're in the middle, how are they coming to get you?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? If you fall, you're just dangling there in the middle.
I don't know how they
How they're taking, but assuming way to die, what is the price tag? You cannot die.
Okay. Impossible to die.
Because you're tethered.
Okay.
Well, I guess you could die if the volcano became
active. Yeah, if the volcano all of a sudden
erupts, the idea.
Then I might die. But if it's a guarantee that I don't
so
die.
It's not a guarantee. You're rolling the dice
then
on
I can't
the volcano.
Do, I can't do that.
But the volcano probably erupts like once every 2,000 years.
It may have been dormant for 2,000 years, but the second I'm right in the middle of that rope,
that's your luck,
it's going
to
wake up.
Yeah,
that
your luck.
Sleeping giant is going to awaken, and it's going to be the end.
I think I would roll the dice on the volcano.
So is he tethered or not?
I don't think he is.
He's such a one-trick pony.
So when he does his walks in New York.
Walking a wire.
But I mean, he's
pretty good trick.
Aren't we one-trick ponies? We do a radio show. I mean, most people are one-trick ponies. When you go to a dentist.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't risk our lives doing it.
He's a dentist, right? Is generally a one-trick dentist. He's not like a cardiologist on the side.
Yeah, but the dentist, he can do cleanings, he can do root canals, he can maybe do implants, maybe do cosmetic dentistry. All that dummy does is walk across a wire.
Yeah, he gets on national news.
You know when walking across a wire is cool? When you're like 9 or 10. I'm almost 50.
I don't think it's
I'm not that impressed by you walking on a wire.
I won't watch it.
Not.
Is it on prime time tonight?
Yes. Who knows?
ABC. I won't watch it.
Of course I won't. Of course you won't watch it.
You're going to be watching Caps. I'll be
watching. Because you have good taste.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you're not going to watch a dummy walking a wire.
Yeah, but you might check in for like 30 seconds.
No.
I'm
going to be looking at flops.
It'll be
and
off my radar.
Watching the Caps hopefully gain some ground on their Metro Division opponents. I couldn't care less about Wallenda walking on a wire over an active volcano that hopefully erupts the second he's over the middle of the wire.
I know when you'll check it out. if he found out that he plummeted to his death.
100%.
Cakes would 100%
then, the look. Then I would be in.
Yeah. He's being very coy about it, uh-huh. but he says that with insurance companies and permitting involved, he's not sure he's going to be allowed to walk without any type of safety mechanism, but he wants to. It's a tradition of his family. He'll be negotiating up until the final moments. So it sounds like he's going to be wearing something. Oh,
yeah. By the way, didn't his grandfather plummet to his death doing this, like in, I think it was in Puerto Rico in the day?
Yeah. No, it was way too old. Just, he was doing it when
he was like in his 70s walking across the wire.
Wind blew a little bit. And I think they also said that the wire wasn't tight enough.
It was flimsy. It was like your power lines. Droopy.
The old power line. The new ones are nice and firm.
They're taut.
I'm just continuing the tradition of the joke.
Correct.
Yeah, he says it's for ABC. It is what it is. It will be the same as Times Square. Talking about the harness.
So he will have something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Another wire walking that I didn't watch. Him in Times Square.
And I think he has to wear a mask.
He's been practicing with a gas mask because he's up 1,800 feet
in the
air.
Yeah, don't want Corona.
Well, I don't think he's worried about Corona.
He's got the fumes from the volcano.
Well, they also showed that the heat of the gas was breaking some of his harness wires.
Oh, really? It was burning it?
What if he's tethered in and the wire snaps from the heat?
Right.
Well, unlikely.
Do you want to see death and destruction?
No, but that's why people tune in.
No, I don't want to see it either. But if that were to happen, sorry, you're getting what you deserve. You're a daredevil by trade.
You're tempting fate.
You're tempting death.
My point is, the cakes is the opposite of a daredevil.
I mean, we all pretty much would do that.
You jumped out of a plane.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that.
Jumped out of a plane with the best skydivers on the planet. Yeah.
So
still, and you're still jumping out of a plane.
You still jumped out of a perfectly good plane.
99% of the world wouldn't do it.
Right?
You decided to do it.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think only 1% of the world will jump out?
Oh, my gosh. I was just making it.
I know. I'm curious. What percentage is open to doing it?
I don't know.
In this building here, in this office?
One guy.
25%.
Yeah, maybe.
Kelsey did it during her semester abroad, and she wanted to do it like the next day.
Oh, my God.
I think it's something that, generally speaking, like younger kids will be, younger people are more.
Oh, I could see my kid doing it. My kid.
Or, you know, older people.
Jump without the parachute.
Didn't George Bush do it? President George Bush?
Yeah, yeah.
When he was 90?
Yeah, well, he'd done a bunch in his life, but he did one late. All right, let's go to Steve in Fairfax real quick. Steve, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. Thanks. Morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep. Hey, man.
I got a question and maybe an alternative theory about the whole Tua talk. What's the likelihood that the coaching staff, you know, specifically, is just trying to gen up some interest? Because,
Very possible.
You know, if Miami is okay with Herbert or Tua or Love or anybody else, then they'll be good at three. But if they really want Tua, they're
at five.
Redskins
well,
want
the assumption
to move up to
is
two.
That's what that they're
Miami
doing.
Miami goes to five. They're not at three. Detroit's at three.
The assumption is that's what they're doing. They're just trying to drive up the price potentially to see what they can get. That's sort of the natural first inclination.
Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, do teams really telegraph what they're going to do?
No, they shouldn't.
Typically, they don't.
No.
So that's why you got to kind of raise your eyebrow a little bit and say, what's really going on here? You know? But, I mean, absolutely, that's the first thing you think. Are they just trying to drive up the price and see if they can get some extra picks out of this deal?
See, I buy into it. They might be doing that, but I buy into the infatuation with Tua and listening to a lot of these experts like the Todd McShays.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them had Tua over Burrow before the injury.
Yeah,
and
correct.
Because Tua, it's just kind of recency effect. It's the way that we are naturally fans because you saw Joe Burrow in the college football season just thrive all the way to winning the national championship. You kind of forgot about Tua because he got hurt and he wasn't playing. You don't realize maybe Tua's better. He may just be better than Joe Burrow. And if you believe he's better than Joe Burrow and is –
Yeah, but how much better is that than Haskins? That's the question you have to ask. Let's just say if Tua is a 100, let's just say he's the top of this. What is Haskins, an 85 or is he a 70?
It doesn't really matter if Miami thinks or if Washington thinks Tua is better than Burrow because Washington's not going to have the luxury of drafting Burrow.
Right, but I guess his assumption is that if Burrow was available, they would take him. That's kind of what he's saying.
Who knows? And if Miami, I mean, look, these people know what's going on. Miami might not be worried that the Skins are going to take Tua at two. Mm-hmm. They are just worried that someone else might jump up in front of
them. Exactly.
But I think if you say, okay, we think Tua's ceiling is like 100 on our scale or whatever, but we have Haskins rated at, say, an 88, but we think that's good enough, we can win with him, then you don't do it. But if they think he's not anywhere close to that, well, then you got to do it.
I would take the guy. If they have him rated as 100,
I would take
that guy.
Just saying.
That seems like a pretty big gap.
How much? Really? Okay.
But I don't know.
You just got to decide. Can you win with this kid or not?
Correct.
That's what you got to decide.
And if Miami really wants to move up and take him, all right, well, I'd probably really consider that haul.
Yeah, see what it is.
That'll be a good one. If there's another team, I'm not so interested because they don't have three number ones.
Right. I look at sites for future number ones.
I need some.
Unless they're going to be really high.
I need some current ones, Cakes.
Yeah, but if you get a future number one from a Nubs team that you forecast is going to be like picking in the top 10, you would consider it.
Yeah, maybe.
I would consider it.
I don't know.
But again, you can't predict the future.
Sure.
Right. The Dolphins,
wish I could. Wish I could predict the future.
The Dolphins were thought to be a one or two win team this year.
Right.
And they won a lot more games than people thought.
The way they started, it looked like it.
They nearly beat the Skinny Skin Skins. Yeah. Probably should have.
Skate with a 1-point win? I can't even remember how that
ended. Went for two.
Yeah.
Went for two, right.
They went for two and ran an awful, like,
Flores said, screw it, I'm going for two. Not playing for OT.
Right.
And remember, that was a game where Rosen started.
Yes.
Was terrible. Then Fitzpatrick came in and played well.
Oh, yeah. Fitz plays four quarters, they win that game.
Yeah.
100%.
All right. Phone numbers always, you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. Coming up next, we open up EB's entertainment page here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.